Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, back for chapter two of Trump's The Art of the Deal book. Trump cards, the elements of the deal. So this is an introduction to the chapter. Trump starts, "My style of deal making is quite simple and straightforward. I aim high, very high, and then I just keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get what I'm after. Sometimes I settle for less than I sought, but in most cases, I still end up with what I want." Right, so he's going to explain his way of doing things. Essentially, he sets the bar very high, and that creates an anchor for negotiations. He's then going to explain what he thinks, as the title of the chapter suggests, elements of the deal. What are the key elements to be a good deal maker? He's going to say it does take certain intelligence, but mostly it's about instinct. So he doesn't give too much credit to people who are just book smart. Right? So he says that having straight A's or like a 170 IQ Wharton doesn't make the difference if it doesn't come with the instinct. So he weighs instincts again more than unidimensional intelligence. Like instinct is really about how to synthesize all the elements together. And then he adds another layer to it. He's like, even if you have instincts and intelligence, you still need courage and good fortune. And you can say, moreover, most people who do have the instincts will never recognize that they do because they don't have the courage or the good fortune to discover their potential. Right, so it does take a certain amount of courage to try and to put yourself to be a beginner at some point in any field, and to prove your worth and to do the journey, if you will. So people who have talent, basically, is going to explain. Maybe there are many great singers or great tennis players or golfers that just never picked up a racket or a golf club or a microphone. You know, we don't know who, maybe the thousands of great authors who never wrote a book. This is just like potential that hasn't come to fruition. So it's not just about having the intelligence and the instincts. You also have to have the courage to put yourself out there and to try and to persevere and to really engage with bringing your talents to the world. So this takes an amount of courage. It also takes good fortune. Sometimes you could have the talent, but you're not as lucky enough to realize that you do, and you're not in the right circumstances to apply your talent. So being like that, Warren Buffett has a saying that basically that he won the Ovarian lottery being born in the United States. And had he been born in another country, right? So here I'm talking about investing success for Warren Buffett. He said he would never have been able to have the life and the success that he's had he been born anywhere else, right? So this is an example of, how good fortune can come into play. But on top of that, you have to keep in mind that good fortune is necessary to, it's a necessary part of the mix. So far we have four elements. It is intelligence, instinct, courage, and good fortune. And if you have these four, if you have these four, then you're very well set up to start negotiating and succeeding in your own deals. So here's how Trump concludes this introduction. When I look back at the deals I've made and the ones I've lost or let pass, I see certain common elements. But unlike the real estate evangelists you see all over television these days, I can't promise you that by following the precepts I'm about to offer, you'll become a millionaire overnight. Unfortunately, life rarely works that way, and most people who try to get rich quick end up going broke instead. As for those among you who do have the genes, who do have the instincts, and who could be highly successful, well, I still hope you won't follow my advice because that would just make it a much tougher world for me. Here, Trump, in his classic sense of humor, is basically genuinely saying this is what he believes makes a difference, and if you really have all these elements, then you may compete even with him. So this is how much he believes that these ingredients are the key to being successful. So I will repeat them one more time, and that is intelligence, instincts, right? And mostly instinct over intelligence, but it is absolutely both. And then courage and good fortune to not only discover your potential, but also to apply it. All right, and to give your gifts kind of to the world. And so this concludes our introduction to chapter two, Trump Cards, the Elements of the Deal.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.